I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, in honor of the Rugby World Cup final, we take a look at the surprisingly long history of the sport in host country Japan. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
The NBA season has begun, and the biggest matchup of the first week was the newly redesigned LA Clippers versus the newly redesigned LA Lakers, aka Kawhi Leonard versus LeBron James. Is it just me, or is it super fun to have an actual basketball rivalry in LA?
Yeah, I just wish it didn't take place in the Pacific time zone. You know, I mean, I'm an old guy. I can't stay up and watch games at 11 o'clock. No, it is good, and the long-suffering Clipper fans have deserved this for quite some time.
Well, Kawhi dropped 30 points in that game, despite the boos coming from the Staples Center stands. Apparently, Lakers fans hold a grudge, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. I think they do, yes. But, of course, the real battle is Kawhi and LeBron. That's the mainspring of what is now going to be, I think, a very entertaining rivalry. Although I think the Clippers are a much better team at this point.
Kawhi's former team, the Toronto Raptors, received their championship rings on Tuesday. And I know this is going to come as a shock to you, Charlie, but they're the largest ever in the NBA.
This arms race, more specifically a fingers race, has got to stop. I mean, it's a 1.25-carat diamond on top of an image of the Larry O'Brien trophy. The only thing this ring doesn't have is video. And I'm sure that's coming.
The ring is so big that 1.25 diamond looks tiny. The ring includes 650 diamonds, totaling about 14 carats. And the team actually gave a ring to superfan Drake, but he commissioned a Beverly Hills jeweler to make him a bigger one with 30 carats of diamonds. And why am I not surprised by this?
The bling race has got to stop very soon because, I mean, half the Toronto lineup is going to have carpal tunnel by the middle of the season.
The only opening night game fans in China were able to watch was that Lakers-Clippers game. Now China is saying that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will face, quote, retribution for claiming that Chinese officials wanted Daryl Morey fired for sending a tweet in support of the protesters in Hong Kong. Does this controversy show any signs of dying down?
Well, I mean, there are long memories in China, and frankly, I don't care. I mean, I think what Daryl Morey did was the right thing. And I think there are probably more people in China who want to watch the NBA than want to punish it for whatever it is that their government has decided the NBA did to it. Not that public opinion matters very much over there at the moment. This will come to some conclusion on which both sides will be satisfied once the real fervor dies down. But at the moment, I think the NBA has managed to crawl, struggle, and sort of blunder its way back to the high ground.
Michael Jordan is a very, very, very good basketball player, but I'm going to say maybe he's not such a great judge of basketball talent because this is what he had to say about six-time All-Star, three-time champion, and two-time league MVP Steph Curry.
Yeah, he's still a great player. Not a Hall of Famer yet, though.
Oh, Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, that's a little bit silly. You know, of course he's a Hall of Famer by now. If I was Steph Curry, though, down the line a little bit, I would ask Michael Jordan to induct me into the Hall of Fame. I think that would be a great move.
The good news for Astros ace Justin Verlander was that he broke John Smoltz's career mark for strikeouts in the postseason during Wednesday's Game 2 of the World Series. The bad news was, well, pretty much everything else was bad news, right?
Yeah, pretty much. He had an epically bad start in the World Series. And now his numbers as a World Series pitcher are dreadful.
Well, Verlander now has the fourth highest World Series ERA among pitchers who've had five or more starts. And I suppose among sports fans for whom the only thing that matters is winning another championship, that means he's completely and utterly useless, right?
Oh, you'll hear that. Absolutely. You'll hear that Justin Verlander is somehow flawed because of his numbers in the World Series. But the other people on the list, namely Don Newcomb, Carl Erskine, and Don Sutton, of the list of the top five worst ERAs in World Series history with the minimum of five starts, that's a Hall of Fame talent right there. So you can't judge this guy by the fact that he's had a grotesque, terrible World Series.
And finally, Charlie, a Russian hockey team has been fined 30,000 rubles after their coach threatened to set fire to a referee's car. And that's how they do it in Russia, eh?
Yeah.
He said he was joking around, and you could tell he was joking because he said car. If he was serious, he would have said he was going to set fire to the guy's apartment.
Oh, my bad. Keep going. Yeah, it's all good.
That's right. That is not an alibi I expect to go over well with the Continental Hockey League.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
What's the best way to make sure you never miss a second of our show? Subscribe to the Only a Game podcast. And while you're there, leave us a review. It helps other listeners find our show.